Hello, Marianne. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Hi, I'm a 71-year-old female, and I have stage 1 breast cancer. I've been very healthy all my life, and I eat well and take good supplements, and I was shocked to hear this. Anyway,
no,
I'm in
no
my
kidding.
Third day of 16 days of radiation, and I'm not pleased about that, of course, but at least I didn't have to have chemotherapy.
Yes.
And what I'm concerned about is I've heard you talk about the Ligold's iodine, and then I want to ask you a couple other questions about they want to put me on the aromatase inhibitor for 5 years afterward, and I do not want to take that. The first question would be the Ligold's iodine, how it is applied, and are there studies showing that it is efficient?
Yes, ma'am. The studies are on the components of the Ligold's iodine, not the overall Ligold's itself. Ligold's iodine has iodine and iodide. And iodide, it helps to improve levels of estriol in a woman's body if she's premenopausal, but that doesn't apply here. So that's why it's useful. But the iodine molecule that's a little over half of what's in there, the iodine molecule has been found to kill cancers, specifically breast cancers, in two different ways. One, the breast cancer cell takes up that iodine. And by the way, normal breast cancer cells cannot take up iodine. And if you want to read a longer thing about this with the details and the footnotes and the references so you can find those studies, ma'am, it's published in Green Medicine Newsletter just a couple, 3 months ago. And one goes to all those W's in greenmedicinenewsletter.com. And if one is a subscriber, one can read any of the past issues. One can put in what the topic is, such as, I'm sorry, breast cancer, and zip, up comes the newsletter with that and all the scientific studies that you're interested in. Anyway, to be brief, it's taken up by those breast cancer cells, and it kills them, ma'am. It just kills them. Number two, the part that isn't taken up by breast cancer cells combines with a fat that's normally found in breasts, no matter what age those breasts are, and that combination, called an iodolipid, that kills breast cancer cells. So why the blank conventional medicine is not taking advantage of that? Hey, they could do it with the radiation, couldn't they? Won't hurt the radiation, and the radiation won't hurt it. Why they're not taking advantage of that when there's published studies? Oh, my goodness. I could go on and on about why they aren't, but it has a lot to do with no patents, as you know. So anyway, that's what Ligold's does. One never wants to use more than one drop at a time. And you put one drop on this breast over here today and one drop on that breast over there tomorrow. And you do back and forth like that. And when you do that, you're well under the upper limit of safety for iodine and iodide. So that's that part, ma'am.
Did you say that, did you say you can use it during radiation?
As far as I'm aware, one can, ma'am, but I'm not an expert on radiation. So I can't say for certain. Now, there are a couple of doctors at Tehama Clinic, Dr. John Sherman and Dr. Davis Lampson, with decades of experience, and half of their practices, roughly, it might be 41 or 52 or whatever, but roughly half their practices have to do with people who are being treated for cancer. Most of them are people who are being treated with radiation and or chemo. And Drs. Lampson and Sherman know a lot more than I do about those kind of interactions. Number two, though, they also work with people who don't want to use anything but natural therapies. That's a minority, but they'll work with those people, too.
Right.
There's your answer on that, ma'am. What was the other thing, ma'am? I've carried on for so long, I forgot.
I was on bioidentical hormones and doing well with them, and then I had to stop everything except the testosterone I am still using. But my breast cancer's ER/PR positive and HER negative. So I did stop the biest and the progesterone, and of course they want to put me on the aromatase inhibitor.
Yeah, that was it, aromatase
for 5 years.
No, ma'am, don't go anywhere near them. That would be, in my opinion, malpractice. There are now publications coming out that show that for the female brain, estrogen is absolutely essential to prevent cognitive decline.
Right.
No kidding. Yeah, so who needs cognitive decline? only the people who won't prescribe, who want to prescribe that stuff, they need it so they wouldn't be practicing anymore. That's my opinion, of course. But you never want to cut off all your estrogens. What you do want to do is, when you get around to that point, is use only the antiestrogens which are proven, I did say proven, to be anti-carcinogenic. They do not contact estrogen receptor alpha, which is the one that goes procarcinogenic. They only contact estrogen receptor beta. That one is an anti-carcinogenic estrogen receptor. And not only that, it's so anti-carcinogenic that it also accepts a certain version of testosterone, which is anti-carcinogenic. And it helps against prostate cancer in European studies. But back to the estriol. If a woman's breast cancer...
And that's estriol you're talking about?
Yes, ma'am. And I've been working with breast cancer survivors at Tahoma Clinic since another estrogen came out called 2-methoxyestradiol, which, according to early studies by Mayo Clinic, was profoundly anti-carcinogenic. They actually used the word profoundly. It's so profound, ma'am, that somebody took out a use patent on it in 2004, which is why we can't get it from a patent medicine company, because they're still working on it. Anyway, you can get it from compounding pharmacies. So I've been working with breast cancer survivors, and we use estriol, and that stimulates the estrogen receptor beta, and it actually has been studied for its effects on the brain, and there it doesn't affect any of the reproductive functions, and who would want them at age 74, but it does affect all the mood and attitude functions, and it does all the other good things that estrogen does, such as maintaining cognitive function in women. So we combine the estriol with the 2-methoxyestradiol, which doesn't even contact estrogen receptors, even though it's an estrogen. And so far, no one, since the 1990s when I started working with that for breast cancer survivors, no one has either come back in or called back in and said, hey, I got another breast cancer.
Oh, wonderful. Yes, and tell me again that the second estrogen was
2-MeTH.
M-E-T-H.
O-X-Y.
O-X-I.
No, O-X-Y, ma'am.
O-X-Y, okay.
And then, then estradiol, E-S-T-R-A-D-I-O-L.
Yes. Okay.
So we combine those two, but it has to be after you're done with your cancer treatment, ma'am. And if you wanted to, you could come in and see somebody at Tahoma Clinic about that, because we've been doing a long time.
And then what supplements would you recommend, maybe a few that I absolutely need to be taking during this radiation? I do have, I'd always have very good DEXA scans, and just prior to the radiation, I had a DEXA scan, and it showed that I have osteopenia in my hips, and that was a surprise, too.
Yes, ma'am. Well, a couple of things then, and then we'll have to go because there's other people waiting. But melatonin. Remember, our brains are supposed to make melatonin, but as we get older, like everything else, that goes down somewhat. Melatonin protects the white cells against the effects of radiation. That's the point. Good. Number two, oxytocin. That doesn't mess with radiation at all. It's the so-called bonding and love hormone, but doggone, it's been outright proven, ma'am, proven to help reverse osteoporosis.
Oh, my gosh.
So
really?
I'd be using
that.
But oddly enough, even though it has absolutely no side effects at all, oxytocin has no side effects, never been found to have any. You must get it on prescription. That's the decree of King George III, as you know. You can't get it over the counter. Okay, ma'am. Well, we better move on to the next person who's been patiently waiting. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you for your time. I thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now.